When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper Curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper Curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Emily Muse, who has been in the field of special education for 20 years as a teacher, administrator, BCBA, and coach. She is the teacher educator behind Special Ed Safari. I'll be sharing some of those links in the show notes. Today, Emily and I are talking about instructional books. I love this idea as a way to promote consistency of instructional practices across areas that our kids are learning, in the home setting, in the school setting, with paraprofessionals, with teachers. Emily breaks down why these books are really important, how to set them up, and gives some great examples of different goals that you could utilize within this format. So let's go ahead and talk about instructional books. Hi, Emily. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So I'm excited and intrigued with your topic today, Emily. Today, we're going to talk about instructional books. So I'd love to hear what those are and how you have found those to be useful.
Excellent. Well, let's dive in. So simply put, an instructional book is a book that the teacher or the instructional leader themselves creates on essentially whatever topic is being presented. Sometimes when you are working with a population that's pretty significantly impacted by their disability, let's be honest here, not every curriculum is going to meet their needs right out of the box. Sometimes I hope that wasn't shocking. I hope everyone was sitting down that you know, we can take a moment, just let that sink in.
I know. I got to say, my first year teaching, I so did not know that. Like, I was like, oh, I have to be a curriculum developer too. What?
Yeah, it would be great if everything just worked right out of the box. But that's usually one of the first lessons, is that it doesn't.
Yes.
And furthermore, it really does take a village when you're working with our population, which means we have paraprofessionals that may be leading instruction. We have families that want to work on concepts at home. And it can get a little nerve-wracking to ensure that the instruction that's being delivered by all these different people is all on the same page, sending the same message to the learner, because we know that our students learn best through repeated exposure and repeated trials and opportunities to learn. And that is very difficult to accomplish if you have multiple people teaching different things. And so one way to prevent that from happening is to essentially script out your instruction ahead of time. And you can do that very easily in the form of a book. I write the vast majority of my instructional books in PowerPoint. That is just my preference, but you can absolutely use Canva or Slides or Word or really whatever your flavor happens to be. It will work just fine. And you can add in if there are specific examples that you want to use for visuals or for illustrations. This is a great way to also repurpose items from a test bank, particularly if they include, you know, illustrations that go along with test questions. Those make great illustrations for instructional books. I'm just saying, you don't have to spend a lot of time going out into the vast wilderness of the internet trying to find the perfect Google image or the perfect thing in Canva to illustrate your point. Sometimes the illustrations and the best examples have already been provided by whatever curriculum your school district is using. So definitely don't be afraid to take a look at that through the lens of, could I further explain what this illustration is for? And by using your narration and your instructional voice to present the concept, anybody who then reads that book with a student is presenting the content the way that you want them to present it. So this is a great tool to support communication between your team members and also between home and school. I cannot tell you how many times I had families, especially in my early days of teaching, who would want materials to work on at home, things to practice, and having an instructional book already written to be able to just print, pop in the backpack, and send home is a great way to build that partnership between home and school as well.
I love the idea of this consistency between all these groups, because like you said, it takes a village. We're all working on this, but how do we get it to be on the same page? So in the instructional book, you're really writing out, you know, what the procedure is. Can you dive in a little bit on like what exactly you're writing out and what criteria you're putting into those instructional books?
Absolutely. So I went ahead and just pulled up an example of one that I sell in my store. And this one is designed to address one of the high school aligned math standards in Virginia. It's called the VSOL. And this one relates to trends and patterns and data. So for example, this one, I go through and I explain the different types of data displays. What is the x-axis? What is the y-axis? If you look at a graph and the slope is increasing, how do you know that from looking at the graph? And you're able to really, because the teacher who knows that class is writing the book, you can write it in a way that is accessible to that group of students. So for example, some years I have had classes where, you know, kids could handle a little bit more text on a page, or maybe they would even be reading the book for themselves, so the language could be a little bit more sophisticated. Whereas if it's really for, you know, early learners who maybe have very basic literacy skills, I might pare the language down and keep it very, very simple and let the illustrations do the talking as a visual support. So really, you can take whatever state standard you're trying to teach, whatever social skill you're trying to teach, whatever communication skill, job-related skill. These are great for transition skills. And align your text and align your illustration to whatever it is that standard is trying to communicate.
Love that. Hey guys, quick interruption. I want to chat about Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a daily supplement that supports hormonal balance and regulation. It supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels. And the goal is really to give you more energy and a better night's sleep, which I think we all would be on board for that. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. All of their products have zero sugar, are gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. If you've been feeling a little off, check out Hormone Harmony. The biggest benefit that everyone says in their testimonials is they feel like themselves again. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Sasha at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Sasha for 15% off today.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Do you recommend putting multiple goals and multiple subject areas in the same kind of book or area, or do you like to divide it out? What's like your kind of best practice or go-to kind of format for organization?
It really comes down to the learner and what is going to be the best approach for if it's a student who really needs those skills broken down to that most foundation level, I would probably keep it to one skill or concept at a time. But it's also not a bad strategy to use with students who maybe can make those cross-curricular connections, but they might need a little help to point that out. So sometimes there's a lot of there. It's fun to see the kids make the connection when you have a, wait a minute, this reminds me of something we learned in a different class, you know, page in your book, and just pause in your reading and see if they come, what they come up with. But then it's a good strategy to help make those cross-curricular connections explicit as well.
What I think is kind of unique about this approach is this kind of last extension about sending it home. And I think that's the piece that we often forget about. Have you had, it sounds like you've had some great responses with parents on kind of extending this learning to the home setting.
Absolutely. I think a benefit that maybe came out of COVID-19 was that families who maybe before that occurred didn't have an opportunity to see what instruction looked like for their student, maybe got to see a little bit more of that because so much learning was happening at home. Likewise, I think there are a lot of families who want to help their students practice skills, but they're not maybe 100% sure what the standard that's being taught is actually referring to. And I think that's actually true of most people. I don't know about you, but algebra does not come up a whole lot for me in casual passing. And so as a result, I learned when I was, you know, first using this strategy in my classroom is that was actually true of my teammates as well. And everybody wants to do right by the students and give them the best experience possible. So nobody wants to be the first one to say, I actually don't remember how to graph an inequality.
Fair, which I totally agree.
You know, and this is a way to help make sure that everybody is on the same page, especially with those concepts that are front and center if you are, you know, actively a high school student. But if you are teaching multiple subjects or multiple grade levels, you may or may not be able to just call this up from your memory. This helps ensure that the teacher who is the instructional leader is providing that guidance to everybody who might be working with the students.
And I like that it allows some consistency for language for some of our kids that may struggle to generalize skills and when they're initially learning might really need, you know, consistent types of prompts or consistent vocabulary that we can just streamline that even within just the school setting amongst different paraprofessionals or educators that are all working on the same goal.
Absolutely. I mean, another strategy is we all, you know, everybody loves a good infographic, right? And we love icons that clue our attention into certain things. So one strategy that I would use pretty regularly when I was actively teaching in classrooms is having a specific graphic that means a specific thing. So, you know, I had a, you know, so what's the big idea picture? And on the big idea page of the book, this is where we're going to sum it up. So for my students who maybe had some attending difficulties or some executive functioning challenges, they understood this is the page that's going to tie it all together. So as we're practicing with these skills and concepts, if you need to go back to the instructional book and review what we learned, this is a good place to start, because this is where the teacher really boiled it down to what is the important thing that we're actually trying to learn from this unit or this lesson.
And I know we're talking about more specifically special ed population, but man, this strategy would be so great in gen ed classrooms as well for our kids that are struggling.
Very true.
If we can only, just with all the time in the world, to get all these strategies and everywhere.
And to be honest, you know, I would say, you know, I'm not going to, you know, sit here and say that there are no, you know, relative downsides. That is a challenge, is you do have to take the time and, you know, develop the book, make sure the text says what you want it to say. But I really live and die by the mantra of, if you don't have time to do it right, when are you going to have time to do it over? I think this is a perfect example. I would much rather spend the time writing an instructional book that clearly spells out what I want to accomplish in that lesson than either correcting instruction that was given incorrectly or managing interfering behaviors because the instruction is too high or too low, or all the different things that can go wrong when the lesson isn't thoughtfully prepared.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to be efficient. We have like so little time, it seems, that we need things to be done in a purposeful way. And this really gets us to that point more quickly.
And, you know, once the book is written, the standard typically does not change from year to year. So once you have that in your resource library, it is an effective strategy that you can come back to.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Emily. Where can people go to learn more from you?
So I am the person behind the screen at Special Ed Safari. That is my store on Teachers Pay Teachers. I also have a website and store, www.specialedsafari.com. And you can find me on both Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is at Special Ed Safari, and on Instagram, it is at SpedSafari_TPT.
Awesome. Well, I will link all of those in the show notes. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.